welcome everybody to week two. Well, we've heard from a few of you, but if there's anything else that you want to say or acknowledge about playing the prosperity game checkbook.
I only got it done a few days. I spent a lot of time away from the house and I didn't take it with me. And I'm actually fine with that because I know I'll enjoy more of it. So do I just continue with the day I'm at? Do I catch up with everybody?
Catch up. You
catch
could spend
up?
It all, yeah, you could spend it all in, you know, one fell swoop, or you can break it down the days and just catch up each day. Like
okay.
Make separate entries.
Whatever I want.
Yeah, whatever feels best.
Is everybody actually writing out checks for all of these?
Let's ask it this way. Is anybody not writing out checks?
I'm not. This is Pat. I'm not.
Yeah, I've never written out checks either. I just write in a check register.
Just using the register.
Using the register, okay.
But do whatever feels best for you. For some people, actually writing out the check makes it seem more real.
Yeah.
Like, Pat, was it you that sent out the thing about the Abundance Day check?
Yes. Somebody gave me that yesterday, that idea.
Well, I liked it, and I did it, so I like
out of the blue,
yeah.
And they said, right, they said something about January 28th is supposed to be Abundance Day, and they don't even know where that came from or if it's an astrological thing or if it's a mixed thing, but I was like, boy, that just, like, attracted into what we've, you know, started with this whole process, so.
I kind of like writing out the check just because it's one of the things that we promote is act as if. And then it
sure.
Works out. So if you're acting as if you're actually writing out checks every day for your prosperity game, you get so in the motion of writing out those big numbers that it,
sure.
You know, it's not a big deal to do it, for real. So
yeah.
I like that. Anybody else have anything that they want to say? I know there's been some dialogue back and forth on email.
This is Pat, and one of the things I have tried to play this before, and I've been a complete failure, and now I'm on the other side of it. I've actually produced more money than I should have, which is fine. But what I really got out of the last call was getting online and investigating the things I wanted to buy, finding them and finding how much they cost. And that has been playful and fun for me rather than, oh, God, what am I going to spend today? I'm, like, actually searching for stuff.
Excellent.
That is excellent.
This is Mary. I didn't do anything with the checkbook. Well, I sent a note out. I'd been gone for a few days, and I really got that I had time to do all the things that I want to do. And so, like, I'm going to go back and do the spending and just not do it for the sake of getting it done or saying I did it, but, like, for the process of doing it. And
that's perfect.
Do it the way cool. I want to do it.
I want to say that for all of you, this is really important. Don't do it if you're feeling like it's a chore, because that defeats the whole purpose. Wait till it's fun and look forward to it. It's kind of like working out or going for a walk. I know sometimes I'm like, oh, God, I got to go to the gym and go meet Mandy. And then I get down there, and we have such a blast. I'm thinking, God, I love being here. We have so much fun when we work out. So, I mean, you can always remember that, too. Like, oh, I have to do it, but I know when I get into it, it'll be fun. You could even look at it as a ritual that you do, because I know a lot of times you won't know how much certain things cost, so you go look it up on the web, and it'll be your little fun play thing that you do for the day. If you don't feel like that, and you're not feeling like it's fun, and you're doing it just because you're supposed to do it, just don't do it at all. Just hold off. You'll be inspired at some point, even if you're a week behind, 2 weeks behind. Really enjoy this process. That's the purpose of it. Want to add anything, Eva?
Open to however it comes to you, because what you'll find as we move through this time together, that each of you will be doing it differently, or you'll find a different way of doing it, or the pattern that you use for doing it will look different, but it doesn't matter. The whole point is to play.
You know, somebody, I can't remember if it was like Andrea or Becky, one of you two was talking about that you printed out checks.
This is Becky. I actually did that.
So how'd you do that?
Well, what I did, I was using our actual checkbook and checks and deposit slips, but I just made up some checks from the Bank of the Universe, and I put the amount in, and I just signed them from, like, all kinds of people that I'd like to receive money from.
I like it.
Kind of made it
great.
Fun.
That's great.
And, you know, I take them out, and then I have my actual check there to go back and say, oh, I bought this and that, and I've been having a ball that way.
That's excellent. Since some of you, this is the first time you've ever taken the prosperity game, how this looks is we have an agenda for today. And that doesn't mean that our whole focus is going to be on this topic. We're also open to addressing anything that we need about any topic, including your goals or anything, questions about the laws of attraction, or, hey, you guys, I know what I'm supposed to be thinking right now. I know it would be in my best interest, but by God, I can't get there. You know, you have that opportunity, and at any point, just please stop us and tell us what you need. So before we move on to the topic of the day, which is about being selfful, selfish, however you want to say it, being full of yourself, is there anything that needs to be done?
I have a question.
Okay, Alan.
What is earning money, and what is allowing it, and how do they go together? And can you recommend, I'm really getting into listening to all the special subject tapes, and I haven't listened to one of the dollars yet. Do I need to earn it or just allow it? Or is allowing it earning it?
Well, what do you think the difference is?
Well, earning it feels like the old way I would do it, because I would think, how?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the question I'm asking myself, is it okay to just receive it without having to earn it? And is maybe the new definition of earning actually allowing?
Yeah.
When you think about allowing it and you think about earning it, which feels better to you?
Yeah, earning feels like, ooh, okay,
like work.
Yeah. You know, I have a lot of reasons that I don't think I could earn the same way somebody else who I see earning it. But then when I think about allowing, I think there's plenty of people that I know that did nothing to earn their money and have tons of it.
You know, and allowing levels the playing field. So we've been taught that you have to earn your money. You have to justify why you have money coming into your life. But that's just self-taught, or humans have taught humans. But once you understand that just the fact that you are here, living and breathing, is your birthright for allowing and having everything you could ever possibly desire, period. There's no worthiness issues. There's no justifying. There's nothing you have to do except be in the allowing place of it coming.
Just thinking, Eve and I have both experienced this, probably many of you have too. So when we say receiving, allowing around money, it really means that you're willing to know that you are the creator, no matter where it comes from. I remember when I had my first big relationship once I was out of high school, and I was the same age as this guy I was seeing, but I was living my dream. I was doing the job I'd always thought I would grow up and do. And at that point, I thought I was completely rich. I thought, oh my God, I have all this money. And I was spending it on limos, on dates, and I paid for everything when we went out. So he was experiencing the abundance of it, and he was allowing, even though he wasn't creating the money. I think when I met him, he was making $6 an hour. He was a laborer for construction. And then at some point, it turned around, and he started making a lot more than me. So I was still receiving all the abundance, even though I, quote, wasn't earning it. So you're really willing to let it come in any way it comes. That means
okay. Rebates,
and it means new clients, and it means from stocks, and it means from gifts, and it means from finding it on the ground, and it doesn't really matter where. You're just really, like, allowing it to come in, palms up and out, ready to receive.
This is Mary. The word that comes up for me that kind of pulls it all together is attract, and I get like I'm the one that's attracting it.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's knocking on the door. All you got to do is open it, and then you just go, oh, welcome.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Exactly. And in attracting, you know, sometimes I do specific things that attract specific money, and sometimes it's just general. What I do attracts money. It's how I'm seeing it.
So even if you have, let's say, for those of you who are entrepreneurs and you have clients, or people are buying things from you, and those of you who are employees, all you're ever doing is just trying to do things that feel good while you're doing that, your career. You're not getting a paycheck anyways because you're earning it. You're getting a paycheck because you actually expect it, which is vibrational. I know you think you're doing it because this client gives you this much money, or you're supposed to get this paycheck, but it's not. I mean, everything is vibration. So if you can think of it like that, it doesn't matter what you're doing. as long as you're having a good time doing it. So for those of you who are trying to transition, for instance, let's say you're trying to transition from one career to the next, or you're trying to make more money than you ever have, remember, it's not about doing more or certain kinds of marketing or doing this or doing that. It's all vibrational, which is sometimes a hard habit to break. I was talking to a client yesterday. She has a company with three other people. She goes, I'm getting caught in that old school trap, like we're trying to be like contractors and we're focusing on marketing and we don't think it's profitable to just focus on the relationship. And it's like, well, do you like building the relationships? Oh my God, love it. I'm great at it. And it's like, then guess what? You're attracting money for the whole company even if you're not the one closing the deal. It's all vibrational. The question should always be, am I having a good time? Does this feel good? If it is, then cool. I know I'm on the right track. Answer your question, Alan?
Yes. So I have another tiny little question with that. When I look at what I really want, you know, I'm a fitness trainer. What I really want to do is I love studying the Abraham stuff. I want to go back to learning my music, playing with my music, and I want to just basically have fun. But that doesn't seem like I'm earning a living doing that. And I don't necessarily either want or expect right now to earn a living through music.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I'm not at the point where I think it's at the level to do that. I do in the future.
How about if you didn't have to be at a certain level to attract money from it? What if you could just attract money right now?
It's almost like I'm asking myself, is it really okay to want and attract money and then to be able to do what I want to do without necessarily having to generate money through that?
Yeah, I think that you should maybe suffer a little first. And
I know. It's back to that earning thing. Like, can I just receive?
I don't know. Are you really willing to?
I can. It's just I'm letting go of the old stuff that says, no, you have to earn it. You know, you have to earn it by hard work or something. Like, you can't just have what you want. I'm letting go of that old stuff. It's amazing.
Good. Because that's so old school.
Yeah,
the other
it
day
is.
I was watching Passion of the Christ, which I literally couldn't watch. I had ended up just fast-forwarding it, and I said, why am I watching this? This whole movie is, like, torturesome. But that's what it feels like. Even if you haven't seen the Passion of the Christ, and you've just heard stories of Jesus and what he had to go through before he was nailed to the cross, and he'd carry his own cross, and he was beaten, and it's like, we don't have to go through that. We don't need to go through the suffering and we will be redeemed. It's like, you can just be cool now and attract all kinds of money just because. Just because.
Well, that would kind of go with all the principles, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So can my new motto be, I'm not Jesus.
That's funny.
I was talking to Mandy the other day, Mandy Burks, who's she used to be a facilitator for this class, but she was telling me, I forget, she was at some seminar recently, at a workshop, and she was saying Mike's Power of Appreciation. We went and saw him, and there was a guy there who says that he does not do any specific career. He doesn't have services that he offers. He simply receives gifts all the time, and that is how he lives in this world. People contribute to him just because. Big chunks, small chunks, just because. And it's become such a way for him that it's just natural. And I'm not saying go out and do that. I'm just letting you know that's what he does. He's really accepted, like, that is okay. It's not about I'm a charity case or, you know, because I know a lot of you, by the way, think that you need to earn it to give yourself worth. Like, you couldn't let your partner or a parent or a child give you money. It's like, well, I could do it by myself. It's like, well, you don't have to. I mean, you're attracting it no matter which way. That's, quote, how you earn it, by you being aligned.
So that's actually where I'm thinking is the way I earn it is to be a vibrational match with it.
That's it.
That's the new version of earning.
Well,
and there's
good.
And that's a joyful thing.
So, now that we're all off earning, because you never earned it anyways, even though you thought you did, your ego mind thought you did, I'm earning a living, or I'm successful when I've reached a certain amount and I'm up on the marquee. It's like, no, you're successful just because you decided. You can give yourself that title. All of you are abundant and successful, period. Just because. So anybody else? How about Miss Andrea?
Yeah, actually, I have a question sort of related to the allowing versus earning. My question is I've been listening to the Abraham Hicks CDs, and one of the things he talks about in there is he put the intention out that he wanted to create more muscle in his body, and he did. My question is, since one of my goals is about my body and improving my shape and everything, do you physically have to do exercise 5 or 7 days a week, or can you just visualize and put out the intention and expect it, and then
I think the
that
only
shape will come?
I think only way to lose weight is to ride the Stairmaster for maybe 1-2 hours a day.
Yeah.
And
and only eat mushrooms with spinach.
That was not the answer I wanted.
I guess you haven't been on email today, right?
No, I haven't.
We have good answers for you there. And Eva?
Okay. What do you think? If you understanding the law of attraction, what do you know about that?
Well, if I think that I have to get on the Stairmaster 5 times a week to lose weight, that's what I'm going to have to do to lose weight.
Exactly. Now, how would you like to do it?
I would like to be able to eat chocolate and pie and cookies and lose weight.
All righty then. Okay. Yes. So, and so it is. So it's like you get to choose how you want it. Robin, my other half, had a friend of his who had just discovered some substance that when processed down, if you would ingest it, you literally would become younger and younger looking, almost like a reversing process. And he was keeping it under wraps, and people were about to invest in it. And so the bottom line was, Robin was saying, so is this true if we take this? And we were thinking, like, maybe we should invest in this and be our own best customer. But what Abraham said was, friends, you can eat dirt and survive. You don't need any of the things you think you do. It's only a matter of what you choose to put your focus on and believe, period. Hmm. Period. And so that's the answer for this as well. It's how do you want it to be for you? And focus
okay.
on that. And by the way, focusing on what you do want and why you do want it, not focusing on what you don't want. In other words, the weight. That's not where you want your focus.
Right.
Losing the pounds is not where you want your focus.
I have pictures of what I want to look like up all over my bedroom. And
good girl.
So, yeah.
The other thing is the opposite of what Eva said. If it feels good and you believe that you have to get on the Stairmaster to lose weight, then you do. And the opposite is also true. I mean, I had this discovery myself. I thought I had to do cardio every day or I didn't feel good. I felt like I instantly gained 10 pounds if I missed a day, right? So one
yeah.
day I'm getting on, it's raining outside and I love to walk. And I thought, oh gosh, now that means I got to get on the dang Stairmaster. I hate the Stairmaster. So I'm walking like super in slow motion over to the Stairmaster, and I get up on it, and I'm thinking, I hate this thing. And all of a sudden it hit me. If I hate this thing, and by the way, I knew the laws of attraction at this point too. And if I hate this thing, then and I'm not feeling good while I'm on it, then I promise you I'm not losing any weight by being on it. I'm in complete misery looking at the clock going, how many more minutes? I never got on it again. That was probably about 4 years ago. So if you're doing something that you don't want to do, you're eating something and you'd rather be eating something else, it's not going to serve you to eat carrots and, you know, you're forcing yourself because you think that's what you should be eating. But if you
okay.
want to eat carrots and you're looking forward to carrots, eat carrots.
Okay.
The other thing is if you want a piece of chocolate cake, enjoy the piece of chocolate cake. And you know what? You will get nourishment from it and it will not back up on you the way you think it would.
Okay.
It's all about how you feel. Remember that litmus test? Always,
mm-hmm.
always, always, how does it feel? So if you have muddled energy, it just means your belief hasn't quite caught up with what you want yet.
Okay.
Can I share something real quick on that?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to an Abraham tape, and they were talking about eating a donut, and they were saying if you eat the donut and you think you're going to get fat from it, you are. If you don't eat the donut and you because you think you're going to get fat, you're still focused on the same thing, and you'll find a way to get fat even if you didn't eat the donut. So it's just whatever you're focused on. So you could not eat it and still get the same result because you're still focused on that.
I did a workshop around using the laws of attraction called Working Out from the Inside. There was someone there who believed every time she ate chocolate, no, it was chocolate cake, every time she ate that, she would lose weight. And sure enough, when she wanted to lose weight, that's what she ate.
Wow.
I know. And I
like
saying, I want to subscribe to her diet.
No kidding.
I haven't quite gotten my mind to do that yet, I have to tell you.
Can I share something?
Yes.
Please. I use the Addy calendar, and on the back of the calendar today, there is drink much more water than you are accustomed to drinking, and let it be 90% of the liquid that you consume. When you drink a lot of water, every function of your body works more efficiently, and it is not the action, not the food that you eat, that is a greater issue. It is a vibrational stance from which you take your action. There is a big difference between pushing against what you do not want and relaxing into what you want.
Perfect.
Right on the money.
You know, so if you just follow whatever you're really desiring, it's the same with food and health as it is with anything else. You just follow the inspired action. If you're hungry, eat. If you're not, you don't, and eat what you really want to eat. Like, why wouldn't you?
There's a story in the Jack Canfield's new book about a guy who locked himself in a refrigerator car, and he wrote on the ground, he carved in the ground a goodbye message to his family because he thought he was going to freeze to death because he couldn't get out. And in the morning, he unlocked the refrigerator car, and he was dead, even though the refrigeration was not on. And the car was at 32 degrees or above 32 degrees all the time he was in there.
Oh, geez.
The power of our mind to convince ourselves what our situation is. I mean, that sounds like a real bummer story, but I thought, my God, what a powerful, you know, vehicle we are to convince ourselves we're freezing when we're not.
That reminds me that some of you may not know, Jack Canfield is, he loves stories, and he can remember stories. And look what he does for a living. If any of you know the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, number one selling book series ever in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He has made his living earning lots of money doing what is just natural for him, which is telling stories. So all you got to do is do what you love. If you're loving making music today, then you make music today. If you're loving training someone, then you're training someone. But if you just follow what feels natural for you and it feels fun, you all will be amazing at whatever you do. And I know, Pat, you're really good at this because you're just doing art this one day and you're doing this medium the next day. And now we're going to go on vacation and look at everything's just flowing.
Every day is a play day with Pat.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, you guys, this morning was so great because I was in this mood like, oh, God, I haven't done my homework. Oh, God, I haven't done this. Homework. And I read your stuff, and I was like, wow, I'm not behind. I'm just so full of energy. I'm not settling down to do this crap. I'm having a good time. It was so refreshing because I was kind of beating myself up.
Mm-hmm. There will be none of that in this class.
None of that. No Jesus stuff.
So you guys ready to talk about being selfish?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
This week is all about putting yourself first. So if you're not used to doing that, you're going to be. We want to bust through some old patterns of where you're not putting yourself first so that you can really control your life fully and have it be okay with others around you. So when I'm saying putting yourself first and I'm talking about being selfish or self-full, I'll never forget a seminar and somebody said, Abraham, you're teaching selfishness. And they said, we do indeed. So what does that mean to you when you hear that?
Eva, this is Lori.
Yes.
To me, my default, if you will, is to say, yeah, that's selfish. But then the sometimes smarter side of me says, that's not true because I know that every individual needs to take care of themselves first in order for them to be available for anything else, whether it's another person or, you know, additional work or whatever. If you don't have yourself properly taken care of, you're just not going to spread beyond any further.
Sure. Absolutely. The key is if you're not putting yourself first and you're not honoring yourself first, nobody else will either. And
right.
You're not being of service to yourself or others.
Right.
You know, the thing that popped for me is negative stuff, like people telling me I was spoiled rotten when I was younger, and I'm selfish, and I don't think of other people, and all that yucky stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, that's usually what shows up when you hear the word selfish, because that's what we have been taught. Don't be selfish. Put others first. When you're being selfish, do you know what that person's really saying to you? You don't be selfish for you. I want you to be that for me. And so they're being selfish. Do you get that? Okay, so really what we're talking about is being self-full, putting yourself into extreme self-care. And when you start to do that, you start to put yourself first, you will be the walking, talking example for how it was meant to be and how we all should be living. When everyone is being selfish from this vantage of being self-full, of your pure self-care first, then everything can flow together. It's when we are not putting ourselves first that we get into trouble.
You know, I want to say something, too. I just had a recent experience. When people are telling you that you're being selfish, or they're calling you spoiled, or they're saying this or that about you, the only way that that could come into your experience with people saying something to you is you're not okay with whatever you're doing. Recently, it was the day after Christmas, I had planned and coordinated a party for an ex-boyfriend of mine for his birthday. I mean, I didn't know I was going to feel like this when I was planning it, but I didn't want to go. Like, I'm planning this party, and God, I don't want to go out of the house. I'm just so burned out on going here or there, and I'm just tired of being social. I don't want to go out. So I started calling everybody saying, okay, party's still on, and I'm probably not going to be there. And I felt a bit bad about it. Well, you know, they were all trying to talk me into coming. Oh, come on, it'll feel better to just come be around us, Gina, just come out. And I'm like, no, really, I don't want to. But it was because I felt bad that they were all trying to convince me to come. And I probably wouldn't have had that experience. They would have said, really? Okay, go take care of yourself, if I would have just been pure about it. And I did stay home. I didn't go. But I just want to let you know, if you have any attachment to it or you're feeling bad, that's the only reason you would get any kind of negative feedback from being selfish.
But you should. You should. So when we're talking about being self-full or in self-care, really wanting you to notice where you are not doing that and it's not working for you. Examples of this, let's use the example of working mothers. They're putting people at work first, assuming that that's the kind of job they have. They come home. It's usually mom that has to deal with the kids, and usually mom that has to deal with dinner, and then has to deal with getting ready for herself for the next day. She's not being selfish. She is actually putting herself out there for her family, and yet this is a person who really doesn't have enough to go around. There must be a balance in this. I had a client like this, and she was literally on burnout, and it was all about the kids, the kids, the kids. And I said, yeah, and how's it going? Well, they're snapping. They're yelling. She's snapping at them. Their, quote, family time was a big tug of war. I thought, what if you didn't do that? What if you said, wait a minute, you need your time, and you need to fill up first, and just let everybody know that they all get their time? Well, it didn't happen that easily, but eventually it did. And it's a complete turnaround. Now, it's something that had to be trained, and it took some time. The kids didn't like it. They wanted to be at every second at beck and call with mom. But they finally have learned. And now they have a wonderful time together, and she feels like she wants to be with the kids rather than resisting the kids. And she gets creative at dinner. In fact, last night, I was on the phone with her last night. She's not a client anymore, but I was on the phone with her last night, and she was beside herself because her husband decided he wanted to try something out in the kitchen. Oh, really? So this is the kind of thing that you want to be aware of, and that it's okay to say, hey, stop. I need to put myself first here. I need to fill up before I have anything to give. It's the same reason they tell you to put your mask on first before you put the mask on a child in an airplane. Because if you're not getting air, you're not going to be much use to the kids in a few seconds. So can you all understand what the importance of the selffulness and the self-care is?
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Got it. And so what we're asking you to do now is, from here on out, we're going to start this week, but it's going to be amping this up. We're wanting you to all look at your lives, identify areas where you are not in self-care. and how you can amp that up. And it may be actually going and having a conversation with some people. I mean, I did that. I decided to be in just moving from inspiration to inspiration. And how do I feel? Am I inspired? What am I inspired to at this moment? When I first started the process, some of you have heard this story, people were a little stressed out about me. Wow, what's wrong with Eva? And Robin was so used to saying, here, would you do this? My automatic answer was yes. Yeah, of course I will. And the next thing I knew is I didn't feel inspired to do it, and it didn't get done. And the word on the street was, man, you can't depend on Eva anymore. So what I realized was I had to make sure that everybody was in on my experiment here, because if they don't understand what's going on, it just looks a little odd. So then I said, wait a minute, here's what I'm doing and here's why. Got complete and total support. And from that moment on, the more that I did that, and the more you can have this for yourself, you will start to train people to know what to expect of you so that they are not asking more of you than you have to give. So I'd like to know from some of you, what is an area where you haven't been in full self-care, or maybe there needs to be some boundaries for you set around getting that you don't have right now in place, that you're willing to take on?
I think mine would be my home.
Your home? Okay. For Frank?
This is Kimberly. I echo what Marie said. Definitely my health.
Okay, great.
Terry, I think in the stuff that I take on to do.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Do you have the word no in your vocabulary?
It's very quiet.
Uh-huh. All right.
It comes out.
Okay. All right. Who's next?
Julie, in my time, it's the same thing.
Time, yes, it is.
Getting my time all used up.
Yep.
This is Denise, and I would say I really need to put myself first in all areas of life.
Oh!
I mean, I'm actually getting better at it, you know, but I'm kind of your classic many-breasted mother. And I actually have improved on a scale of like 1 to 10 in terms of taking care of myself first. I think I'm maybe at a 6 or 7.
Excellent.
And I'm working my way up to a 10. I find myself falling into the old way. Like, well, that's selfish. And I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe that's a good thing. Yeah, it is.
Mm.
So I would say just across the board. It's like in all areas.
Okay.
For me.
All right. It's going to be a busy week.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Well, this is Elizabeth. I would also say everything that everybody else said, health, home, stuff to do, time. And the other thing is about money. I don't necessarily pay myself first. And I'd like to do that.
Excellent. That's a great one. It's a really great one to bust through.
This is Sherry. Finding it hard to answer that question, I'd say probably the most obvious is around self-care. And I'm thinking specifically around doctors and massages and physical self-care.
Okay, so nurturing yourself?
Yeah, nurturing myself. Okay. I will do it for my kids or others. I know it's in other places too, but that's the most obvious place that I'm last on the list.
Okay, great.
Hi, Eva, it's Nancy.
Yes.
And this is just triggering so much.
Oh, goody, you have a field day.
Because I realize so much. Just in my daily life, I've always been like pushing myself to the limit. I feel like there's so much that I want to do, and I still have that deep belief about that if I don't do it, it won't happen, that I'm working on.
Yes.
But I'm seeing how that so relates to my unwillingness to be selfish enough to really do a lot of self-care, because I'm scared around it. I think what comes up for me is fear that everything will fall apart, or it's hard to put my finger on that if I'm not, there's something irresponsible about it.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Because
with all of this that needs to be done and that I'm responsible for me to actually just take care of myself, and it just, there's that feeling of like, it's irresponsible.
So where do you think that puts you in the scheme of things as far as importance?
Well, see, this is that there's two parts of me. There's like the only part of it is that I'm the only person driving myself. So there's like, in terms of my self-importance.
What are you actually responsible for? Like, what do you really think? I don't mean like name off the list of things that you think you're responsible for. What is your responsibility in life?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, that's a very good question. What comes to me when you ask that question is, well, I'm responsible for being successful and contributing to this household, which is not really what I'm responsible for. But it just shows me where my thoughts are and what I'm operating out of at this point.
Because here's the thing. We're all responsible for ourselves. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. We're responsible for us. We're responsible for being, as Abraham says, tapped in, tuned in, turned on. So if that's our only work, is to get into our connection with Source, which is how checking in with how are we feeling, that everything else falls into place. And by the way, you all are not responsible for other than you, because everyone has their own inner being and connection to Source, just like you do.
Will you say that Abraham phrase again?
Tapped in, tuned in, turned on.
Thank you.
Yes. If you're like Nancy looking at it the way you're looking at it, and you're saying, well, because I'm responsible for this, 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 and this, what you're saying is, I'm not as good as, I'm not as important as, I'm not as valuable as this, 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 and this, because I'm putting that first.
This is Andrea. What about if you have like a 2.5-year-old?
Oh, there's a challenge, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's the other thing is, it can be a challenge, and if you get so aligned with that, I promise you, I used to have a stepdaughter, and I noticed it within her, and I also noticed it, I still notice it within my dog. It's like they so reflect. Your energy is like pouring out, whether you're in a funk or you're totally connected. They are going to so mirror you. If I was in a cranky mood, Brooke would just be pulling at me, nagging at me. I could say, honey, I'm going to be in here working, and Gina's going to be on a phone call for a half an hour, okay? Whatever you need, you ask me now. Okay, and if I was paranoid about her coming in, she'd come in 10 times, and she'd look at me. She'd ask the same question over and over. And if I didn't care, and I was, you know, just really free with it, she'd stay busy for hours. I'd have the coloring out, and she would not even bother me. It's when you have your energy on it that they become misaligned. So the more you just get in flow, I promise you, your child will be in sync. They'll even help you. They will help you get more into the flow. They will do things that will make you laugh. They'll go find something that helps you do the chore that you're doing when you are aligned. It will be
okay.
Easy to take care of yourself.
Here's the thing. Have you ever noticed how your child is with you and then how your child is with Grandma? That's an easy place to see. Different. This is kind of like the story I was talking about. My client was, that was where she was. I have to. I don't have a choice in this matter. They're little and they need me. It did take some time. I mean, it wasn't just an instant overnight thing, but eventually they did come around, and all it was them all getting into alignment with their vibration and new expectations. So it's Mom getting out of her own way.
There's a great CD that I'm listening to, Abraham, in my car. There's a great segment on being in resistance, period. And there's a great piece on not having other people have to shift. There's absolute freedom when you don't expect anybody else to shift around you. When you can just stay in flow, you have freedom no matter what anybody else is doing. About how if we just allowed children to just have free reign, let them do whatever they want, you will have the most amazing creator on your hands. And it's our kind of like tendency default to try to take care of them or move them to safety or do this or that. And like really, if you just give them full permission, they thrive. If any of you have kids and you have not ordered, I don't know, even do they still do the free Sudbury books? Send a email to Abraham Hicks and request the free Sudbury school book. It will floor you. It's a whole different way of raising your child, and I highly, highly recommend it.
Hmm.
And this is what we're talking about when we say do the same thing for you, because we're trying to unlearn it, is given full permission to do whatever you want and gravitate towards whatever you want, you will be in pure joy.
This is Pat. I happened on a funny thing one time. We have a grandson that's kind of, I don't know, unusual. When we bring him to the beach, and we tell him that he's the boss, and we're gonna do whatever he wants. We're gonna eat what he wants. We're gonna go where he wants. We're gonna do what, and it's fabulous because he doesn't have anything to rail against.
Mm-mm.
And a couple of times things have happened, and he was telling us what he wanted us to do. And I said to him, I'm going to quit this job. I'm not working for you anymore because I refuse to be treated that way. He said, you can't. I'm the boss. I said, well, I quit. That's all. And the next time he wanted to be president. He didn't want to be boss anymore.
But, like, that's gonna make it better.
But it's so charming to be in that space with kids. And to, you get to play, too. You know, you get to eat pepperoni pizza three times a day if that's what happens. It's a fun place to be because you get to not do anything wrong. We always want to please kids if we don't really know how to do it because we do what we think they want as opposed to do what they want.
And here's a great point that you're also making up. You each get to be selfish. Like, you get to be selfish, and so does your partner, your kids, whoever. I know I was out to dinner the other night with the kid. This little boy, he has a crush on me, and he just wants, every time I see him, he wants me to go play with him. And there was, his father was someone I hadn't seen in a long time, and I wanted to chat, and he just kept going, Gina, come over and play pinball with me. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'll go over there. And I was like, you know, I really don't want to play anymore. I'm so done playing pinball. I play pinball now for half an hour. And so I went and sat down, and he came over, and he's looking at me with those big eyes. And I said, honey, Gina's ready to just sit down, and you can still go and play. And he did, and he entertained himself, and it was just like I was just really committed to, I don't want to. I don't have to. And he still gets to do whatever he wants to, and he'll get creative. He'll find someone over there. I know he will. So if you realize that you get to have everything you want and be selfish, and so does everybody else in your life, and they're not conflicting, even though it might seem like it, you will get your way every time. It's just a new way of thinking. Questions? Comments?
Yeah, I have a kind of a question and a comment. What I'm playing with is feeling my way towards what I want, and it seems like I don't really need to use my mind as much, and it lets go of the how, and I can just go for the thing that feels the best. It's a little unusual for me to do it this much. Any comments on, I don't know, it just seems so new, but it seems so, it just makes so much sense that, like, it's so built in.
It's so great that you're practicing that. It's like, I see my outcome, and if I'm not going into my brain and trying to figure out how, like, I just know I get to have my way, I get to have what I want. If you just hold that, you will, and then the hows will come to you if there is any hows. I'm just thinking, I'm going on this trip to Europe, right? And I know my boyfriend wants to go to all these places in Italy, and let's go to Paris, too, in 3 weeks. And I'm thinking, oh, no, we're not. Like, that just doesn't feel good to me. We'll both get our way, and I'm not even going to say a word. I don't need to. I don't need to figure out how. It's like I'm really clear how we're going to spend our time. And it will all coincide, and if there's any how to do, we'll come up with it. So you just keep your eye on the goal. It's not like, let me figure out the whole entire path. It's like, I just know I'm going here.
And it's a vibration feeling. It's a feeling.
Totally, definitely. Yeah. By the way, this comes into good play if you're working with other people. I mean, really, so much of the time, the only reason we don't be selfish is because we're worried about what people are going to think. But if we're really clear about what we want, we won't have to try to think about how we're going to convince the other person or make it okay or how do I approach it and say, honey, I'm going to go out with the girls tonight. Can you watch the kids? And, like, you know, you tiptoe around, you'll just say, hey, hon, I'm going to do this. Do you want to watch the kids or should I get a sitter? Or, you know, you don't have to figure it out. Even if it looks like there's no options, you're really clear about what you're going to do. It will be handled. We don't have to, like, connive anymore or tiptoe or convince or defend any of that stuff. It all becomes a moot point, which is very freeing. That's complete freedom.
We do want you to identify at least one area. We'll start there with where you want to amp up your self-care and being selfish and putting yourself first, and send us an email, the group email, and let us know what it is, okay, so that we can all support each other in that. And then if questions come up or something happens in this process, then we can share on the emails. Okay, my favorite thing is Pure Pleasure Day. So here's what the Pure Pleasure Day is. This is a day that we're going to ask you to create for yourself. You get to make it up any way you want. It's all about you. You are the center of your universe. You're going to want to set a date and actually take this pure pleasure day before the end of our 3 months together, okay? This is a day of over-the-top pure pleasure, queen for the day, king for the day, whatever it is for you, doing something for an entire day that's over the top of what you would normally ever do for yourself. And it can be simple, it can be extravagant, it can be anything that you can possibly think of. So if usually you're busy, 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 and you're that rabbit in poo, and just sitting under a tree reading books all day is something you never get to do, that might be your pure pleasure day. If you do things on a regular basis, like getting massage, manicures, and pedicures, that is not what your pure pleasure day, because that's something you do already. So we're really wanting you to do something that you don't normally do for yourself. We've had people who took her family and went skydiving. Tandem diving, it was the first time she'd done that. We've had a couple who, actually she got her husband involved, said it was going to be about her, but made the day and evening just for them, and that went over so well, they have kids. They made it a once-a-month ritual. Just whatever it might be, if you want to get on a plane and fly to New York for dinner, do it. Just you get to create it. The only thing we ask is that if this involves other people, that they understand this day is all about you. It's kind of like what you were saying, Pat. The kid is the boss. Well, you get to be.
This is really important because even though we say this, we've had people do two pleasure days because the first one they felt like they really didn't get what they want because they were busy resisting somebody else that was with them, or they felt guilt, so they felt like, okay, well, I need to do something now for this person who's with me. It's like we really make sure that you totally set this up, that this is about you. It's kind of like your birthday and you get to be the princess or the prince and everything is catered to what you want. We've had people have friends be their servants for the day.
Which was kind of cool. So everywhere she went that day, this person was there just to keep her company, just to run errands, just to order food if that's what they were doing. I'm ready to do something else now. And she got driven around. I mean, she was totally at her beck and call.
One thing to remember while you're doing this, let yourself have full permission when you're envisioning the day. Like, don't let money or resources or any of that become a part of what choices you make. Make the choice for what you want to do based on how good it feels. Then the resources and the money will come in from the back door to support this. And you have us to brainstorm if you get caught up in that. Like, okay, here's what I said I wanted for my pure pleasure day, but I don't know how the heck this is going to happen. We're really good at suggesting 10,000 different ways it could come in without you having to lift your finger. So this is something to totally stretch yourself, but have a blast. This is definitely going to be about receiving and allowing.
Yeah, a wonderful day to decide that you are going to eat chocolate cake all day. Chocolate cake and champagne. And look better at the end of the day than you did at the beginning.
I think it works really well, like if you just take some time to maybe even close your eyes and do some visioning. Like if I could do anything I wanted for the whole day, what would it look like? What would be just over the top for me? And just give yourself full permission. You can play around with it. And then, so have a great week. Your whole focus is going to be about practicing selfishness and being okay with it.
I need you to repeat that the thing you asked us to do right before you went into pure pleasure. Was it about one area of our life that we need support on?
One area where you're going to practice expanding how much receiving and how much selfishness you can receive.
But it's like an area of our life.
Yeah, like let's say you're really good. Like I'm really great about asking for what I need from my friends. It's more of a stretch for me to do it in my intimate relationship. So that might be the area that I would choose. Or if you let your clients decide when they're going to coach with you and they kind of run the show, then it's your turn to go, you know, I really prefer only coaching from 7 to 10 in the morning. So that's what I'm going to do from now on. Then that's the area that you would play with. Make sense?
Thank you.
Great. Okay, gang.
Okay.
Have fun and continue playing your prosperity game.
Kings and queens who are entitled to all. Go be the center of your universe for the next week, and we'll be talking to you on email.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.